You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. This is where they share their latest creations, products, services, experiences, as well as business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. Today, we are speaking with Freeman Lewin, who is the 24-year-old CEO of Gimme Jimmy's Cookies, a company that specializes in fresh-baked custom cookies and corporate gift-giving programs. Freeman is also an expert on customer loyalty and customer retention. Freeman, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
Pleasure is ours. So, Freeman, businesses are changing and customer loyalty isn't what it used to be. What makes a customer loyal in today's marketplace?
Well, in many ways, businesses are beginning to see that customers want a relationship over increased incentives to spend money. As we see, the most difficult thing to execute is oftentimes the most rewarding. For example, plenty of CRM systems and email marketing systems that will email you at an interval or send you or segment you into a customer base that they think that you would be interested or would normally interest you. But that doesn't create a loyal customer base as well as an interaction on social media with your customers on a regular basis or sending an inexpensive gift would. So basically, a customer is loyal in today's marketplace when the unexpected occurs. We know our customers and our clients are savvy and smart enough to know a sales call versus a genuine interaction. So first, they'd rather something that is a relationship, or they will be happy with a relationship created outside the sales space rather than a sales call or a check-in every quarter.
Our customer loyalty program still effective? Why or why not?
It really depends on how you approach your customer. We don't do loyalty programs per se. We do thank you gifts, hello gifts, and things like let's talk gifts. We open the door to a conversation. I think if we were to look at the majority of major companies' loyalty programs now, we would see that they don't have as big of a return as they once had. And you can see that even in the devaluation of airline miles over the last few years. For an airline, it's just not as effective as it once was. On the other hand, loyalty programs, or whatever you want to call it, are heartfelt and seemingly organic. We can really open up conversations when you want to close with a customer in the future, or even approach your customer in an organic manner. So it depends how you approach your customer, and you have to look at it as less of a sales call and more of a relationship building initiative.
How would you say startups can strengthen relationships with their existing customer base?
So that's an interesting question, because we are in a startup phase ourselves. About a year and a half ago, we bought this company, Gimme Jimmy's Cookies, and we essentially operated initially on a zero budget. So while we hear of startups operating on a zero budget all the time, the reality of them being successful is few and far between. We consider ourselves a startup in many ways, and the way that I can answer your question is just by personal experience, which is social media. As a bakery company, we went straight to Instagram, and through geotagging, we targeted customers in the financial sector and the like, and to make them aware of us. And I think that is the best way to make, if you're in a startup environment, to strengthen customers. Right now we have I'm looking at our traffic now, we have a 63% traffic coming from mobile on days that we have featured on Instagram. Beyond ourselves, we have many companies approach us for gifts around the holidays, and with major banks and software providers, startups can come for one-off gifts. We make it known that we are available to customers and for employee gifts, fundraising initiatives, and meetings. So in short, acknowledging that your customers are outside the realm in which you serve them, whether it's in the social setting or even interacting with them in home, rather than offices, through gifts and friendly updates, allows you to connect with the people and allows them to help you grow.
Today we are joined by Freeman Lewin, the CEO of Gimme Jimmy's Cookies, a company that specializes in fresh baked custom cookies and corporate gift giving programs here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter simply at ePodcast Network. Freeman, are customer client thank you gifts actually effective for client retention? Could you give us an example of this?
I think so. Last year, one of our largest accounting software companies approached us to send gifts to their clients on April 16th, the day after tax season. What we saw from that and what followed up in the weeks that followed delivery, they not only asked for orders for their entire sales staff because the staff couldn't figure out why they were getting calls thanking them for gifts, but they said that we were able to generate a conversation starter for their sales staff. Rarely do you see people calling to say thank you, especially in the instance where the software in question is very expensive. We think that is a real interaction and real indication of the level of effectiveness for thank you gifts. I think that in the future, as we become more and more automated in the purchase process, we'll become less loyal. And if a company is to survive beyond the first or second sales cycle, they're going to have to be more human. And the gifts are the way to show that work.
Certainly would agree with you there. Also, your website blog cites a study showing that today's customers prefer experiential rewards rather than discounts. Have you found this to be true?
Yeah. It's been true both for us as a business and for our clients. Majority of return that we see is from relationships with our clients, sending them periodic gifts and interacting with them on a regular basis. We don't see people that come in and use our discount code, the 10% discount code, as a very strong client because it's nothing more than an ego boost for them. So basically, when we give a discount code, it's an ego boost for them. They negotiated that. But they really appreciate the superior service over prices, and which are, by the way, very competitive. Relationships are built on trust, and for us as a company, we choose to factor shipping costs into advertised price, for example, specifically because we wanted the relationship to be fluid and transparent, rather than having an additional conversation about pricing after the fact. For our clients on their side, they have told us how easy it is to interact with their clients once they receive a gift. And it shows that there is an intention and a commitment in the relationship.
Always an interesting topic and very important topic as well, how we can certainly be loyal to our clients and customers. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a final tip on the topic?
Yeah, I think that with Gimme Jimmy's, we really focus on the psychological side of a relationship. And I think that more than the one-off buys that we get, our loyalty programs allow for longer-term relationships. We see in the last 3 years, we've seen a 98% retention rate. So with that being said, I think that loyalty programs are becoming are changing, and they're changing in a way that is going back to the bodega net store or the corner store net store in the sense of having a relationship rather than just giving a coupon code. I think that Gimme Jimmy's and GJCookies.com is probably becoming the leader in allowing people to feel comfortable buying and feel comfortable having an interaction with their e-commerce provider.
A fantastic concept. It is GJCookies.com. Freeman, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Have a great rest of your week.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Freeman Lewin, the CEO of Gimme Jimmy's Cookies, a company that specializes in fresh baked custom cookies and corporate gift giving programs. And once again, the website of reference is GJCookies.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.